Good morning, Nick.
We all know about insurance. If you have a car, you know you have car insurance. If you're a homeowner, you have homeowner's insurance. You may have a life insurance policy, health insurance.
I'm getting depressed just hearing this insurance list.
It's a lot of insurance to pay for. Maybe there's some stuff that has value to you.
Yes.
That might be worth insuring, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
Insuring other things.
Yeah, you can't insure your memory of your friends or whatever, right?
No,
But you can insure tangible items. So let's talk a little bit about why I think a homeowner's policy should not be bought and then forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And this crosses over a little bit into automobile insurance. For instance, if you're a musician and you move your equipment from your house to your car, is it covered?
Ah.
You need to ask your insurance agent, because where is it most at risk? In your car.
Probably in the car, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, or in somebody else's building. So check about coverages like that. But I wanted to talk specifically about homeowner's insurance, because most people buy a homeowner's insurance policy. They renew it every year. Life goes on. They collect a bunch of stuff, and they don't even realize it's not covered.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some parameters of what might be covered under a general policy. Again, these are, you know, general terms, but most jewelry is covered for up to $1,000.
If it's in your home.
Yep, if it's
okay.
In your home.
Yep.
So that's not all that much money in jewelry. I mean, most people have an engagement ring that's more than $1,000.
Right.
So you might want to think about, you know, getting that appraised and getting that covered. Rugs and artwork, only about $5,000 on most policies.
Okay.
You could have one oriental rug that is worth more than $5,000, or some antiques. And silverware. If somebody's passed down through the generations some real silver from, you know, your grandparents or whatever, and you don't know the value of it, it's only covered for up to $2,500. So you might want to have that taken into consideration.
Yeah.
So how do you do this? Well, first you can either talk to your insurance agent, and they'll direct you in the same way that I am probably, that you need to get an appraisal on these items to get them covered, or at least you need to inventory them.
Sure.
If you want to find an appraiser, you can go to the American Society of Appraisers, and they'll do things like appraise your baseball card collection, or you know, I used this joke somewhere else recently, if you're more Jimmy Buffett than Warren Buffett, you might have a huge parrot head collection.
Sure.
Maybe it's got value, maybe it doesn't. This is how you could find out. And so then once you get it inventoried, you need to talk to your insurance agent about how much it will cost to cover this. Now, the really nice part about this is it is so inexpensive to do this. I mean, I recently covered about $5,000 in musical equipment, and I think my premiums went up something like $20 a year.
A year.
I mean, I'm guessing here, but I think that's what it was. It's really, really inexpensive to do, and your insurance agent can tell you. Now, the best tip I could give you about all of this, inventory everything.
Right.
It used to be really drudgery. You know, you had to go around with a pen and paper and write down all the numbers. Take your iPhone, your Samsung,
pictures.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Go take pictures of model numbers, of the condition of the thing. Take a video through your house. Just, it doesn't matter if it's not a good quality video. Just take the video and get all the model numbers and serial numbers of everything so that you can get a value of them.
Okay. And then look at your homeowner's insurance policy and see what's covered and what's not.
Call your agent and ask them to show you where it's covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's not covered, ask them how to get it covered. And,
that's right.
And like you said, it's probably going to be really cheap.
Yeah. You know, insurance agents and insurance companies often get a really bad rap, and sometimes they deserve it and sometimes they don't. And this is one of those times when if you had a claim, you had a fire in your house, and your antiques aren't covered, you're not going to be very happy.
No, because they're not going to
pay. But it really
you.
Isn't their fault if you don't tell them, if
exactly.
you don't add the coverage. So it's time to take a look at that stuff and get it done.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us each week here on the show. If people have questions about this or any other segment, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. And I should say, I'm not a property and casualty agent. I'm just bringing this information because it's useful.
Right.
So they can find us at 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.